It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. History is written by those who often know least about it and by those with a vested interest in personal gain through power or self-indulgence. A sad example is that women have been poorly remembered through the annals of time, probably because we men wrote the history books. Women have been outstanding inventors, academics, explorers, environmentalists, and justice fighters, yet not usually well recognised. Even now, those who would lead Queensland and the Gold Coast are writing history for their own advantage and gain. These people are individuals who in the end contribute nothing of substance and leave a legacy of damage to the community and the environment. In many ways, these are disturbing times. So today, I wanted to highlight some ordinary folk who did great things and for which little is known. These good folk are inspirational trailblazers and beacons for us all. When pioneering scientist Vera Rubin was a little girl in the 1930s, she longed to be an astronomer, but had never met a sole person of that vocation in real life. Decades later, she broke the glass ceiling in astronomy by becoming the first woman permitted to observe at the prestigious Palomar Observatory and went on to discover dark matter. Marie Curie, the first woman to win a Nobel Prize and to this day is the only person awarded a Nobel in two different sciences. Maria Merian, the German naturalist whose studies of butterfly metamorphosis revolutionised entomology, and Jane Goodall, another pioneer who turned her childhood dream into reality against tremendous odds and went on to do more for the understanding of non-human consciousness than any scientist before or since. Carolyn Chisholm arrived in Australia in 1838 to find migrant women lying homeless and begging in the street. As others walked by, she vowed to make a difference. Over the next 10 years, she became a thorn in the side of the establishment, writing letters, hounding bureaucrats, and pestering the governor to make conditions better for those arriving in the colony. She found lodgings and jobs for more than 10,000 women and girls. Her portrait was chosen for our original $5 note, the first woman other than the Queen to appear on Australian currency. Elizabeth Kenny, in the early 20th century, saw polio epidemics among children, which rattled the world. Doctors believed that those affected should be put in splints, keeping their legs locked. However, Sister Elizabeth Kenny, a bush nurse with no formal qualifications, believed hot towels, massage and exercise were the key. It worked. Despite the establishment dismissing her theories, she cured hundreds of children across Australia and then did the same in the USA, where she was named America's Most Admired Woman in 1952. Nancy Wake was a very brave Australian woman. She went to Paris and saw Jews being tortured by the Nazis and vowed to make a difference. Joining the French resistance, she smuggled food and supplies to the Allies and helped thousands of troops escape through Europe. The Gestapo tagged her the elusive White Mouse. Faith Thomas was the first Aboriginal woman to play international cricket for Australia and, as such, was the first Aboriginal woman to be selected to play any sport for Australia. The Stockholm Olympics in 1912 were the first to hold women's swimming events, and champion swimmers Sarah Durack and Mina Wiley rallied to be able to attend. They were at first refused permission, but the New South Wales Ladies Swimming Association finally allowed them to compete if they paid all their own expenses. Sarah went on to win gold in the 100 metres freestyle event, and Mina won silver. So what's all this about? Well, we the people are inspired to succeed against the odds often created by compromised, nefarious and dubious characters who seem to have all the power and call the shots. Why is it we are uninspired by many of the so-called leaders and representatives today who neither sow nor reap for the people of the Gold Coast and Australia? While I have highlighted women, there are many men who encourage us to never give up and to persevere. All these men and women stand as sentinels and inspirational trailblazers and are beacons for the rest of us to attempt great things for the betterment of society. It's time to send some of the current lot of compromised characters packing, and that's precisely why folk like Pauline Hanson and others are gaining traction. Friends, put your local, state and federal members on notice and tell them to start effectively representing the people through inspirational leadership and to respect the will of the people. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.